degrees is going to be your top temperature today. We're going to go live over to Tony Wally next because he's going to be interviewing the chairman of Staffordshire Moorlands District Council, Mike Gledhill. So over to you then, Tony.
Thanks very much, Gary. Welcome, Councillor Mike Gledhill, the chairman of Staffordshire Moorlands District Council.
I'm the chairman, I'm the leader.
You're the straight to the top. This must be a proud moment for you because the fit out, the refurbishment's been absolutely superb.
It's been stunning. From start to finish, this has been such an exciting project. And when we all sat round in the council chamber debating, it's several years ago now, to see it from that point to now through three different leaders of the council to today, it's magnificent. And what a fantastic blend of what used to be here and what will be here for the next 100 years.
And I think an achievement is that you've managed to keep the charm and the tradition. It hasn't become an ultra-modern building.
No, and that was the principle from the start. Preserve the best of the old and create the best of the new. And that's what we hope to have done. We've got, we've now got an eco-building fit for this century. You don't see a lot of that. You will if you look carefully at the pipes, the roof, the new heating system, the solar panels. You see all the new. Well, you can look round and still see all the old. All the tiles that you can see are the ones that were here 100 years ago, more than 100 years ago.
It's absolutely fantastic. And walking down into the Butter Market there, the way that you've managed to present each store, it just cries out, this is the Moorlands.
Yeah, a lot of people have done a lot of work on this. Our own officers, designers, architects, our contractors, everybody's contributed it. And it was to say, well, look, let's get the best, that blend right. And, of course, you can see that there's a kind of, I think the modern word's corporate look from the market in the way that we've presented the stalls. But every stall's been able to create its own little individual identity through the signs that you can see protruding from the main walls, through what the stalls look like on the inside. The traders have done a fantastic job, and they've been the heroes in this because they had to put up with nearly a year of pain, of lost business. There was a compensation scheme to help, but we all knew it was going to be a rough time, and they've stuck with us. New traders have come along as well, but they're the heroes in this. We've just done the job to make their world better for the next however many years they want to be with us, and I hope that's a long time.
Now, you've mentioned that obviously a project like this isn't without its incident. It isn't without its, any refurbishment infrastructure project can run into difficulties, and this has been no different.
No, that's right. It's a Victorian building. If you buy a Victorian house, and I've got one of them, it's always a kind of race to make sure everything's done. And that famous word, snagging, comes up and you find things. And that was even happening, as late in the day as last October when we thought we were ready for one day. But the contractors worked and worked, and here we are today. We've been trading since before Christmas, but today we're able to say, and now we're open for the duration.
And you're happy with the offer that's on offer here at the Butter Market and obviously the Trestle Market?
This was very much an offer. We wanted to keep the Trestle Market as the informal space that it's always been, but we wanted to make sure it was fit for other purposes as well. So you can see our new food and drink stalls, very different to the traditional market cafe, which is still here, attracting different profile of customers to come in. That's been really great. We're using this place for events. We've already held a conference in here. There'll be themed markets on a Friday with all sorts of stuff going on, and community events right the way through, which you'll hear me talk about when we do the formal speeches later.
You can actually see this as hosting small concerts talks, can't you?
Yeah, well, as you guys know, point me in the direction of a gig and I'm there. So yes, we'll definitely be doing that. And there are lots of plans for the future that I think will keep the Trestle Market at the heart of the Leek community like it's always been. And Scooter Fest will be in here, as you might guess.
Yeah, we thought
and
that.
Outside, and everywhere else as well.
Listen, I can't let you go without touching on the hot topic of the moment. You wouldn't expect me not to ask, which is obviously the proposed merger, a North Staffordshire super authority, if you like, Newcastle, the Moorlands and Stoke-on-Trent, had a little bit of negativity.
I mean, the first thing you learn in politics is nothing lasts forever. That's the way of the game. We've had a local government system that's lasted 50 years. We knew that devolution was on the cards. The staff, all the Staffordshire leads of the district, the county and the city of Stoke, we've been talking about devolution for quite a while. We want a devolution area of Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent together. That's not particularly controversial for devolution. But then the government changed horses in December, which we didn't know about until then, that they were going to put in local government reorganisation as well. And what the government say is they want to see unitary councils with responsibilities for all council services, populations of roughly 500,000. That's their desired aim across the country. So when you look at, this, at the Staffordshire Moorlands, that's where people start to say, oh, well, it could be this solution, it could be that solution, it could be the other. Now, councils have already started discussing it. We know what Newcastle think. We know what Stoke think. Staffordshire Moorlands has a special meeting on the 5th of May. Our chief exec's writing a paper now. He'll put all the options that are possible within this new system there, and we'll take it from there. But what I don't want to do at this moment is to say, well, Staffordshire Moorlands has said this, because it's right for me as leader to listen to the councillors and make decisions accordingly. What I would say to people, a couple of things is, one, March is not the end of the process. That's not a formal decision. It's the start of a process where Staffordshire starts to tell government what it thinks. The process to government has to be completed by November. So there's plenty of time to work through options between now and then. I think the excitement, if that's the right word, over it all, tends to focus on saying, next week we've got to decide everything. And it isn't that at all. It's a process. And the second thing I'd say to people is, let's make the decision on the basis of facts. Let's not make the decision on the basis of opinions. Let's not make, you know, decisions on the basis of anecdotes about what you've heard about this, there, or whatever. Let's be flexible, because at the end of it, our job is to do our best for our residents. And the one thing I would say, and it worries me when people say, oh no, we don't want this change. That's probably true, you don't. We can either be inside the change, influencing it, making it happen to the best that we can do it, or you can sit outside protesting about it. Now, I know what works in politics, and it is really being in the tent, being part of the discussions, and I'll give you a good example. We've got a fantastic system of town and parish councils in New Orleans. Not many areas have. We want that to continue within the new system. We can't do that if we're not part of the discussions.
Totally agree. So, I mean, obviously, the crux of the objection seems to be we're going to lose our cultural identity. We're going to lose the identity of the Moorlands. But it'll take a lot more than it. Okay. I mean, you're working with Buxton, for goodness sake. You've not stopped being Leek.
Let me give you a personal view. If somebody says to me, what's the Staffordshire Moorlands all about? I'm going to say it's about the people. It's about the places. It's about the landscape, it's about the heritage. It's not just about the council. You know, with the best will in the world, if you want your bins emptying, the council does it. If you want your highway sorting, the council does it. What that council is, over time, changes. Now, I want to look after the people, the places, the landscape, the heritage. Those are the things for me that make the Moorlands. And as people often tell me, I'm not from round here. I've only lived here 50 years. So what do I know?
Well, I mean, obviously the subject will bring us on to there's going to be a kind of a metropolitan mayor, if you like, an Andy Burnham type. Yes. But there's examples, isn't there, in Andy Burnham in Greater Manchester, as Ben Outing in Tameside. So you've got two sides of the political divide where they've made a success story.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting one, because when the Staffordshire leaders started talking about whether or not to have a mayor, we didn't really want one. And I don't think I'm talking out of turn saying that, but one of the reasons why we didn't want one is we'd already got town councils, we'd already got district councils, we've got county council. What, another level? Now, once the government thinking changed, that's when I think our views have started to change. We're not there definitely yet. That's still up for some debate. But I think the principle is, as ever, what the government are saying is we want to devolve powers and money to devolved areas. Well, we're not going to turn that down, are we? What's the deal with a mayor? What's the deal without a mayor? That's crucial. And when you look at the details, and I won't go into them all now, you know, you can put loads more ticks against what you get if you have a mayor than if you don't. And we have to remember as well, we're not saying this is for the next year, this is for the next 5 years. This could be for the next 50 years. So we've got to take it seriously.
And, of course, you will consult, obviously, be a consultation process throughout the whole thing. So people are going to be consulted.
That's what I'm saying. Whatever the leaders board put in the submission, after that, the government has to have a consultation. Now, I wouldn't pretend to be absolutely clear on what that consultation looks like, but it is a consultation with communities, and we're assured that that will happen.
Mike, it's a pleasure talking to you. We're looking forward to your opening speech today. And let's come to one final positive thought. We've got to celebrate what you've done here today.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad that you're all here as well. It's been... We've got Midlands TV here, we've got yourselves, we've got other outlets as well. And it's great for the Moorlands to be the centre of attention for once.
Mike, thanks.